It seems that most people are afraid of a hospice. Statistics show that if they're used, people will wait until the final days of someone's life until they are called upon. But those who run Wyoming's 18 hospices would like to change that. Hospice care is a less expensive option than a nursing home or hospital, and it's focused on helping the patient die with dignity while also healing the family. Most who have been through the process say it's actually a positive experience. Bob Beck has more.
Make no bones about it. Hospice care is end-of-life care, and for some, it can be difficult to make that call. It was difficult for Carol Bushmaker to make the decision to call Central Wyoming Hospice in Transitions and watch her husband of 59 years die in his own bed. But it helped him die the way he wanted.
Hospice came in and quietly took over and told us what we were doing, what medicines we could do. Gave a hug or two along the way and dropped back in a little later again to see if everything was going fine. It was the way he wanted to go at home.
Bushmaker is no stranger to healthcare facilities either, having volunteered at the Wyoming Medical Center for many years. But this was far different than being hospitalized. There was much more freedom. He even went out to dinner with his family shortly before he died. Jim Dean says for the last 3 years, his mother had a tough road.
COPD, heart disease. At one time, she had shingles for quite some time. She had osteoporosis, acid reflux. The list just goes on and on. Bowel problems. Just if it wasn't one thing, it was another. Just ongoing for about 3 years and suffered a lot.
She died in the Casper Hospice facility the weekend before our interview. While Johnny and his brother Jim occasionally teared up at the thought of losing their mom, they spoke to us because of how amazed they were at the care their mom received. This is Johnny Dean.
The nurses were and the aides were absolutely fantastic, not only for the way they comforted mom, but also the family. I mean, we were very welcomed. Anything that we wanted, we got. I almost felt bad sometimes.
Jim Dean takes it one step further.
The best way I can describe it is just a perfect place next to heaven.
So this home has 8 beds. And it was built, I think they finished in 1996.
This is Central Wyoming Hospice Director of Nursing Jan Proper giving me a tour of the facility. It features 2 homes with dining rooms, a living room area, quiet rooms, and, of course, patient rooms. Proper explains that some people come to the hospice facility, while others prefer to have hospice workers come to their home. But no matter where they are, they have a specific approach.
We will not be invasive into their lives. We will help them wherever they are. It's not us changing their lifestyle, it's the disease process. We're just there to help them through it.
The director of the facility is Marilyn Connor, who makes it clear that hospice is about living and not about dying.
One of the first questions that we ask on our assessment is, what unmet goals do you have? And we try to help meet those goals. So we don't focus on the disease process as much as we focus on getting the symptoms under control so that the person can, in fact, have some quality of life. They can take that final trip.
But Connor's concern is that people wait too long before they contact a hospice.
In the last 3 years, we've seen the average length of stay drop from an average of 64 days per patient down to 30 days, and it seems to be a trend that's continuing.
Connor says they can also help facilitate discussion with families on last wishes, financial concerns, as well as provide any counseling. Sandra Turner said hospice took care of her dad on and off for a number of years. He also spent time in a nursing home. When he died at the hospice facility this summer, she got to see how they operated firsthand.
The atmosphere was very, very sacred and very special. I mean, I know they have several clients, but it felt like he was the only one there with the care that he got. The way that they interacted and cared for the family. They were there for us every step of the way.
Workers here are preparing meals while out in the hallway, nurses and others also count out medications. Most hospice organizations are nonprofits who rely on the support of donors. Depending on the community, this can be a hit or miss proposition. One idea that's been floated to legislators is to shift some room and board money they spend on long-term care facilities into hospice organizations. They argue this is a cheaper and better way for lawmakers to spend those dollars. But to date, those efforts have failed. But in the meantime, Marilyn Connor and other hospice directors just want to get the word out that the organizations are there to not only help loved ones who are dying, but the entire family. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Bob Beck.